In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Excuse me. I have to start by saying that Anita showed me a real kindness earlier in this week when we sat down to plan the hymns for the month, and I had a hymn tune stuck in my head for several days and couldn't remember what the hymn was, so I sat there with her and hummed it to her, and she indulged me, and I got it out of my head and into her head until she could name the hymn, and that was the hymn that we all just sang together. So now it's going to be in your heads. And along that same line of charity and kindness, I'd like to read you a few quotes from one of the great American theologians of the 20th century, Emily Post. Whenever two people come together and their behavior affects one another, you have etiquette. Good manners reflect something from inside, an innate sense of consideration for others and respect for self. Manner is personality, the outward manifestation of one's innate character and attitude toward life. Etiquette must, if it is to be more than trifling use, include ethics as well as manners. Certainly what one is of far greater importance than what one appears to be. Manners are a sensitive awareness of the feelings of others. If you have that awareness, you have good manners, no matter what fork you use. I was joking, of course, when I referred to Emily Post as a theologian. She is, of course, best known for her writings on etiquette. If you want to know what knife to use, what spoon not to use, and what is proper conversation at the dinner table, you turn to Mrs. Post. From these few short quotes, we can see that she wrote about more than just the benefits of a strawberry fork. She clearly understood that how we interact with one another says a great deal, that there is a deep importance to our actions towards other human beings, that laying at the heart of human action should be a sense of honor and ethics. It is clear that for her, hospitality was a moral imperative. Our gospel reading for today is very short, just 3 verses, but it deals with one of the most recognizable marks of Christianity, and that is hospitality. Jesus is addressing his disciples before they are to go out into the world and begin their missions in his name. He is letting them know that in them, in their words, in their actions, and in their very beings, they carry him with them. He is letting them know that in Jesus, the Father is carried. To deny one of the disciples is to deny God. To deny hospitality, charity, and compassion to one of them is to deny hospitality, charity, and compassion to God. In this, Jesus is pointing to a very important truth. We are more than the sum of our parts. We are made up of more than what is visible. There is more to us than meets the eye. This is true for every human being. In us all, we carry something that makes us greater, something that elevates us and lifts us up. When we engage in any kind of dealings with somebody, we are engaging with the totality of the person. Not just who we can clearly see standing before us, but also that part that we cannot so easily see, that part that is more than the sum total, that is the foundation of our very beings. When I was growing up, I remember seeing a lot of bracelets that had the letters WWJD on them. This stands for What Would Jesus Do? This is a simple little way of reminding us that we have a choice in our actions. We can choose to act in a certain way. We can choose to act as we believe Jesus would. with these simple little letters, people can easily be reminded that Jesus would act with love. Jesus would act with forgiveness. Jesus would act with grace. And so we should do the same. We should respond with the love, forgiveness, and grace that Jesus teaches. What would Jesus do is a clever and catchy little way to keep our attentions focused on how we behave in the world. The crux of this is to picture ourselves living out the actions of Jesus in the world around us. I would like to suggest another short, catchy little phrase to you today, inspired by our gospel reading. In this one, we do not imagine responding to the world around us as Jesus would, but instead responding to the world around us as if we encounter Jesus in it. WWYJ, what would you do to Jesus? What would you do to Jesus if you met him out in the world? If in the everyday dealings of your life, there Jesus was, what would you do to him? Would you try to avoid his gaze out of some sort of guilt or shame? Would you worship him with a loud and joyful voice? Would you ask him for his blessing? Ask him to heal you? Ask him to forgive you? Would question after question roll out of you, trying to get answers to every unanswered question you ever had? Would you show him your best self? Treat him with a deep sense of respect. We would probably all do our own mix of these things and more. We would all find our own way to greet him. Hopefully, we would all welcome him, show him our best manners, give him the best hospitality we could. Surely, the least we would do is offer him a drink of cool water. So imagine what it would be like if all of us treated everyone we met with the same hospitality that we would treat Jesus. Imagine what it would be like if we, as a community, as a nation, treated our neighbors with the same hospitality that we would treat Jesus. What do you think the world would be like if in all of our relationships we place God at their center? What do you think it would look like if our hospitality to the stranger was hospitality directed towards God? For in every stranger's face, we can see the face of Jesus. In us all, we find the presence of Jesus Christ. It is God that makes us more than the sum of our parts. It is God that has created us, sustains us, and redeems us. Whether or not we know it, proclaim it, or even accept it, God rests at the heart of our being. It is the Father that gives us life. It is the fire of the Holy Spirit that kindles our souls. It is the love of Jesus Christ that shows us the full measure of humanity. As the quotes from Mrs. Post shows us, hospitality says a great deal about us as a person. It shows if we are able to see one another on a deeper level, to see that all of us carry with us the presence of God, that we are all worthy of respect, that we are all worthy of dignity, that it is a moral imperative that we share with everyone Christian hospitality. I invite you to ask yourself every day, what would you do to Jesus? Because, in fact, every day, Jesus is standing before us. Every day, we encounter God in the face of the stranger, in the face of those who are oppressed, in the face of those who are in need. When we reach out to them with hospitality, we witness to the world that God is at the center of our lives. We recognize and pay respect to the face of Jesus which is found in the face of us all.